This digitizer data flow swirling through your radio. A smash, flash, drastic, splastic show called the Edge Up Radio Experiment. The sweet spice, super sizzle, sparkle, snow, an audio beat show by Van Gogh. So slide right up and say hello to the Edge Up Radio Experiment. Sonosphere, blasting past the last frontier, the Edge-Up Radio Experiment. A Grand Slam, New Span, Glamboree, Flea Free, TNT, Glee, Times 3.
It starts out with an E.
The Edge-Up Radio Experiment. What's the stitch that's a data flow swirling through your radio?
I think by now you should probably know.
The Edge-Up Radio Experiment. So find a comfy place to stay. Crank that volume all the way, cause right now it's
Lakers away!
I'm Ed Shep, and I'd like to personally welcome you to the Ed's Health Magazine's Your Best Halloween Ever issue. By slathering yourself with this magazine, you have made an emphatic choice to create your best Halloween ever. And that is an excellent call on your part, my friend. Pat yourself on the back and get a massage in Chinatown. After all, who knows better how to create your best Halloween ever than Ed's Health Magazine, the modern urban blitzer's guide to all things best and ever? Only an enchanted gnome wandering the cliffs of Nepal, and trust me, he's not talking. I'm very happy for you right now. In fact, I envy you. If I could rip your brain out, replace it with mine, and experience this for you, I would do it and sell all your organs off to the highest bidder in Hong Kong. Because in the following articles, you're going to learn some really amazing things compiled for you by a staff of really amazing persons. We don't cover everything about Halloween in this issue, because the modern cosmopolitan man of the 21st century doesn't need every bit of minutiae. He only needs a few tips, some select gems that can get him out of the bad situations and groove him right into the good. And that's what this issue of Ed's Health Magazine's Your Best Halloween Ever is here to do for you. And here's how to experience it. Any way you want. Do the 7 secrets for better costumes pique your interest? Then concentrate on those, absorb the lessons, and move on. Or how about the segment on slaying Halloween monsters, a practical and essential piece for learning how to evade and conquer some of Halloween's scariest frights? In Lower Your Inhibitions, Transform Your Halloween, we tell you about the enemy within, which you might have neglected, and tell you how to conquer it for best everness this Halloween. Ask Ed gives you a personal forum from which you can get the answers that you personally deserve right now, instead of spending years in therapy trying to worm the answer out of a never-ending whirlpool of invented childhood trauma. And lastly, we give you the best and the worst of this year's Halloween costumes so that you have a guide to choose how you want to uniquely express yourself on this most wonderful of wonderful days. I hope you enjoy these pieces as much as I enjoyed putting them together for you. And if you follow them, with just a little luck, you will undoubtedly have Ed's Health Magazine's Your Best Halloween Ever. Happy Halloween, and be your best ever. And now, Ed's Health Magazine gives you
7 secrets for better costumes.
1. Go big, and then make it bigger,
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 bigger. The first secret for achieving better Halloween costumerage is also the most intuitive. Think big, and then create bigger. For example, take one of the most common Halloween costumes, the garden variety vampire. If you show up somewhere on Halloween merely dressed in the makeup, cape, fangs, and Dracar Noir, people will think you're a limp noodle and treat you like one, smothering you in Alfredo sauce before throwing you out with a half-eaten breadstick, or mailing you in an inscrutable revenge letter to an ex. However, if you make the costume bigger, the whole dynamic changes. You transform, in people's eyes, from a small goldfish to an enormous stinky tuna, and you look to everyone like you're on the outside of their apartment peephole, except that you're right in front of them. Use this trick of perception to become the king of Halloween. But how do you embiggen a costume, especially one like the vampire? Even a minimum of thought will reveal a thousand ways. For the vampire costume, incorporate these elements: enormous elevator platform heeled boot sneakers, huge shoulder, derriere, and bra pads, wings teased to simultaneously stand straight up and slick back, fangs lengthened with straws, and a 50-foot cape made from a parachute pattern. Show up in this Joan Collins meets Bela Lugosi meets Mr. T meets Chris Farley meets Bride of Satan Barbie vampire number, and you'll be calling the shots wherever you go and enslaving the smaller vampires along the way. Two. Follow the banana principle. If you've got hot in your pot, place the face. If not, Roxana the banana. This principle states in the starkest terms the best Halloween strategy. If you're conventionally attractive, incorporate your face in your costume, or your body if that's your asset. If you're not exactly conventionally attractive, dress as an inanimate object or cartoon character. Anything to hide your hideousness. This idea has history behind it. It was formulated by designers at Banana Republic, who had to incorporate a ghastly, disgusting author in a fashion show, confounded about how to place the old man against the young beauties modeling their clothes. They dressed him in a giant banana outfit, which conveniently hid his face. The clothes that season sold brilliantly, and the author got many dates, all of whom bolted when he ditched the suit. This strategy has been used for centuries since by canny Halloween costumiers. The only conundrum: how do you know if you are attractive? If you've ever literally stopped traffic, been on the cover of 200 fashion magazines, or had Madonna try to suck the beauty out of you with her beauty osmosifier, then consider yourself a knockout and place the face. If mass outbreaks of stomach flu happen everywhere you go, if you can empty out any singles bar in the city in 10 seconds flat, or if you've been on the cover of 200 extreme makeover magazines, then you should probably Roxana the banana this year. Secret number 3. Glitter is your friend. So are fake flowers and fabric paint. Glitter, fake flowers, and fabric paint are traditionally associated with tasteful, high-end decorating. So therefore, many people are afraid to use them in their own creations, feeling that they are not worthy. If you subscribe to this belief, it's time to drop it like it's a hot pot of snot. Glitter, fake flowers, and fabric paint are for everyone. Access to them was the whole point of the French Revolution. So use them liberally. There's no costume that can't be improved upon with all of them. Take the classic last-minute cop-out costume, a U.S. president. Picture the typical costume, a bland suit with a plastic mask and a cliched gesture. Now picture the same costume with every inch of fabric daubed in glitter, and humorous messages like "Bless this mess" and "Jesus is the reason for the season" written on it in fabric paint. But see the costume really come alive when you affix scads of enormous fake flowers to every bit of exposed skin. Don't let your fear of being too posh keep you from exploiting these wonderful Halloween gifts from our Lord. Number 4. Be you, but louder. On Halloween, it's essential to be seen. Otherwise, it's just a goth Easter, and that's pretty boring. But to maximize scene ability, you also need to be heard. So be as loud as you can. Shout everywhere you go. It doesn't matter what you shout, because everyone else will be shouting too. A catchphrase can be helpful, but it's not necessary. If you can fit one in your costume, and you should be able to because you're going big, fit some kind of speaker or amplifier into it. Even a small speaker blaring white noise is better than nothing. There's no better way to get people to look at you than constantly blaring noise at 100 decibels. Remember, the loudest person ends up with the best dates. It's a law of nature. Number 5. Make it science-tastical. Apply the same design principles to your costume as you did for your 6th grade science fair project. Does this mean that you should have a fully functional volcano on the top of your head? Absolutely! But that isn't all you can do. Think of the best science fair projects you've seen and sabotaged, and apply the thought that went into them into your Halloween costume this year. For example, try incorporating light bulbs powered by your own walking all over your costume, or create wonderful spectacles with dry ice. Coming up blank? Take some advice from 7-time science fair winner Pinkle Flummenpockle, who has this to say.
When I can't seem to think up a winning science fair project, I see what others are doing in the field, and then I steal their ideas and make sure they have a Play-Doh-related accident a couple of weeks before the fair. It's worked every time.
And now it can work for you. Number 6. Be flexible. Never commit to one description. In the Halloween costume game, it's key to never reveal what you're actually dressed up as. If you're walking around in a blonde wig, you could be any of the following. Gwen Stefani, Mr. Ed's albino twin, a genetic hybrid of Paris Hilton and a brain, or IKEA. Never commit totally to one description. Imagine the horror when you're about to be crowned King of Halloween or go home with the sexiest person or banana in the crowd, only for someone to shout out that you had told them earlier that you were dressed as something else. Play your cards close to the vest, with the cunning of a snake and the verbosity of a houseplant, and your Halloween will be a triumph of vague spectactitude. Number 7. Forget the team costume. Nothing can kill your chances of becoming King of Halloween or having cookies with your potential Halloween admirers quicker than a team costume. There you are, standing tall under your 50 pounds of Aquaman costume, attracting the attention of all the beauties in their 45-pound Aquaman costumes, and just before they all approach you with offers to go away with them and travel the world on their prepaid discount Carnival Cruise Line specials,
complete with Kathy Lee,
your pack of friends comes out in their coordinating Super Friends costumes, scaring off all potential paramours and cementing you squarely in the role of Royal Court Banana. Make no mistake, this will absolutely, definitely happen in every exact detail if you attempt a team costume. In fact, it's the whole point of the team costume. Your friends are all bitter old hags who want nothing more than to break your spirit and turn you into the desperate, cobwebbed shells of human beings that they are. So they finagle you into a team costume and then wait for the right moment to pounce and ruin your chances at Halloween Kingitude forever. You must never let this happen. Should someone try to force you into a team costume, pretend to go along with it, but then show up in your own unique costume, overflowing with glitter, fake flowers, and fabric paint, and blaring sound. Your friends will turn to dust right before your eyes, and an anteater from beyond the grave will appear for a moment to snort up the dust and take it back to hell. After that, all the spoils of Halloween Kingdom will be yours for the taking. Remember these 7 secrets, and you will surely have Ed's Health Magazine's best Halloween ever.
Would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. Don't be scared. Open the door.
The doctor
the 31st is the time of ghosts and goblins, devils and demons, jack-o'-lanterns, witches and cats and mummies. At Halloween, it's fun to look scary and to scare all the ones around you.
Let's go, Halloween treat.
Lower your inhibitions. Transform your Halloween. You've heard that there are no dirty words on Halloween, and this is absolutely true. But there's one word that, for Halloween, is very dirty indeed. It starts with an I, and it's something that can instantly incinerate every iota of your enjoyment of this ipstacular holiday. That word is...
inhibitions.
Nothing can deflate your Halloween spirit and turn you into a mega-loser like them. A precious few of us lack the gene for inhibitions. The perfect example would be Cher. And never need worry about them on Halloween. Don't envy those people, however. Absence of inhibitions can result in wearing little more than perplexing wigs and strutting around on boats filled with gay sailors who are only looking at your wig. Better to have inhibitions, but know how to control them. And there's no time of year when it's more important to conquer your inhibitions than on Halloween. If you're wearing a giant Big Bird costume and walk into a room with anything less than perfect confidence, you might just get laughed at. And every time you're laughed at, you lose 5 minutes off your life, even if you aren't aware of being laughed at. We here at Ed's Health Magazine understand the importance of controlling inhibitions, and we've cataloged a few ways that you can tame those Halloween-destroying beasts. First up is Mother Nature's Valium, alcohol. Alcohol is the most common inhibitions reducer in the world, used by nearly half the developed world's population at any given moment. It's popular because it's effective. A few shots of tequila will have you bearing your graceful glee to the world with ease. Alcohol's effectivity, however, comes with a price. About $10 a pop at any bar in New York, but also a next-day hangover, impairment of attractiveness assessment, impairment of pretty much everything else, and a potentially fatal, or at least uncomfortable, interaction with Taco Bell. So while the alcohol may set you free to be me, in the end, it's not the best choice for inhibitions reductions. Try again. Another effective inhibitions annihilator can be exotic dancers. You can hire them to perform a self-esteem boosting dance for you, which will enable you to face the world with less self-consciousness. The downside is that exotic dancers are not always effective. An unconventionally attractive one can actually leave you feeling more inhibited and hiding in the closet under a pile of sheets and mothballs while everyone else is enjoying the most wonderful night of the year. But even talented exotic dancers can only defeat so much inhibition, and their effect is short-lived. If you have a fast metabolism or are prone to anxiety, your inhibitions might be back full force before you even get to your Halloween destination. So while they may work for some, exotic dancers are an iffy bet for conquering your Halloween demons. Probably best to avoid altogether. Some people claim that electric shock therapy can reduce inhibitions. But studies have not supported the notion. In fact, experts in the field say that the danger of shocking yourself with household appliances may outweigh the benefits you might gain by disinhibiting yourself, even if you become king of Halloween. Definitely avoid self-shocking. Recently, cognitive therapies have shown immense promise in the battle against inhibitions. A particularly powerful way of making war on your inhibitions is to fight them with a lightsaber. You don't even need an actual lightsaber. Anything vaguely resembling one will do the trick just fine. Video evidence on the internet confirms that making your inhibitions into an imaginary person and dueling them reduces inhibitions nearly to the levels achieved with alcohol. It's no wonder that people who engage in lightsaber shadowboxing typically have been some of the most charismatic and successful Casanovas around. Now, modern science is catching on to their seductive secrets. This therapy is highly recommended. The final, and perhaps the most surprising, therapy to kill your inhibitions is an ancient one: leeches. Doctors have been using them for centuries, and not always ethically, to help patients deal with their inhibitions about being patients. And now the general public has caught on to this invaluable technique. Scientific studies have shown that the application of as little as 5 leeches for only 10 minutes can reduce inhibitions up to 96%. That's a higher success rate than all the other therapies, and with more lasting results. Results improve dramatically when you can incorporate leeches into your actual Halloween costume. The only problem, leeches can be hard to find, and expensive when you do find them. The best way to procure leeches is to wish really, really hard for them. Starting a month before Halloween, engage in concentrated wishing for 30 minutes a day. People will pick up on your desire, and if you've been good, will reward you with a treasure trove of leeches by Halloween. Ask your doctor how to apply them and use them to your best advantage, and you may never be cursed by ugly inhibitions again.
I'm a Halloween doggy and my hat's all askew. I was caught by a witch, she was stirring her brew. Zap! Bang, a witch's potion, and now I'm a frog, I'm a zombie, I'm a cow. Zap! Bang, a witch's potion, or two, take great care, and beware, for she'll get you. Zap! Bang!
Let's dip into the mailbag for Ed's Health Magazine's Your Best Halloween Ever's edition of Ask Ed.
Dear Ed, I really love Halloween, and my favorite part of it is dressing up as my childhood hero, Wonder Woman. But this year I can't do that, because I ate compulsively from March to May, and I'm just too big. Is it too late to slim down for Halloween? And if so, what can I wear? I don't want to dress up at all if I can't be Wonder Woman. Wonderless in Washington.
Dear Wormless, first of all, who said you can't be a plump, voluptuous, Rubens-esque, pre-diabetic Wonder Woman? Obviously, you're not acquainted with Diana from Paradise Island. But I am. And I can tell you this. A few years after she quit being Wonder Woman, back in 79, I think, she had a little weight problem. It's hard for me to remember, because I was barely a year old back then. But I do remember giving her some valuable advice.
"Die, baby,"
I said.
"You got big. It's okay. Wear it. Be proud. Don't let no one tell you that you can't wear those Lycra tights because you found a few pounds. Look at me. I've got all this baby fat and I trounce around in a diaper."
Well, that turned her right around, and she embraced her size, and it sparked the beginning of the anti-sizeism movement. So don't think that Wonder Woman's never been fat. You'd just be dressing up as Wonder Woman in what back then we called her Sara Lee period. As for whether it's too late, well, I'll tell you what I told Diana later when she decided she really wanted to drop a few pounds. It's the same advice that became the Ed Shep program for fabulous abs.
See my infomercial on channel 263 for more information on that. It comes on at 3 a.m. on Wednesdays. That's choosing night, Wednesday morning. Or pick up one of my cards on the subways. They're the ones that say, "Yeah, 30 years, 30 years."
Anyway, Diana asked me how she could lose weight, and I told her,
"Diana, don't eat."
That did the trick. Now you can fit two of her in that old Wonder Woman suit. However, I realize that not everyone can keep to that diet. So if you have to wear that costume but can't fit into it without it ripping, turn to that wonderful solution to so many of the world's problems: duct tape. Put on that costume, and wherever it rips, duct tape it together. Make it work. And if anyone gives you the business, you send them to me, and I will send them to a place that I know serves bad fish. And then they won't be giving anyone the business anymore. Let's read another letter.
Dear Ed, a demon has invaded my body, and it's telling me to kill everyone in the neighborhood on Halloween. It's going to be a bloodbath of biblical proportions. No one will be spared. Welcome, hell on earth. Hella demonic in Hashford, Devonshire.
Dear Dharma and Greg Spiral, okay, it sounds like you have the opposite problem as Wombatness. You maybe need to take a break from the low-carb diet and Ann Coulter books and take a dip back in the collective lard of reality. Sure, I get that you're on edge. Hey, we've all had those homicidal urges where we just want to arm up in a tank and get rid of a town or two, but most of us deal with them by setting up a dozen effigies and burning them in a satanic ritual. Now, you say you're a demon. Have you tried Satanism? I don't think from your letter that you have, so let me clue you in on it. It's actually pretty lame. You go to a ritual, and everyone there is either looking for a date or looking for the keg, because they're either single because they wear mismatched contact lenses and porcupine pelts, or are fresh dropouts from Alcoholics Anonymous. And if there's anything more irritating than a big Alcoholics Anonymous nut, it's a former Alcoholics Anonymous nut. Whoa! You don't want to be around that. So take this advice here, because it's gold, and I'm not just saying that because I'm drunk. Instead of Satanism, try Safetyism. Sounds good, right? Well, just like French, it's pronounced exactly as it's written. Dedicate yourself to Safetyism this Halloween. Be a crossing guard and help old ladies across the street. Patrol for bag snatchers. Make sure everyone is wearing reflector lights and zombie repellent. It's the perfect way to overcome your clearly diet-induced hatred of humanity and help others at the same time. You may find it so fulfilling that you stop dieting altogether, and then all your demons will melt away like so much margarine in a summer blackout.
This little witch might get hurt. She needs to learn some ways to be safe on Halloween. There is a safer way. It is safer in the dark. Keep your jokes funny and safe. Unsafe jokes are not funny.
Halloween is the bestest day that Jesus ever invented. Nothing can go wrong on Halloween, except when everything goes wrong. And when that happens, it's likely the fault of a real-life
Halloween monster.
Make no mistake, Halloween monsters are dangerous and prevalent. But just because you run into one does not mean that your Halloween should be ruined. Your best weapon against them is knowledge, 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 knowledge. Here's how to deal with some of the most common Halloween monsters when they attack.
When a drag queen attacks.
This type of monster is everywhere on Halloween. They're very hard to avoid, so keeping distance from them is often not an option. What makes drag queens so dangerous is that they can be set off into a violent rage so easily. The mere act of pulling one's wig off and stomping on it before dousing it with banana oil and putting it on her head backwards can send one into a flying rage of heels and hairspray. Your best defense from a drag queen is simple. Arm yourself with the brightest flashlight you can fit in your oversized costume. If you come to blows with a drag queen, shine it directly into her face. If it's bright enough and you can hit her at an unflattering angle, she will squeal away like a Florida State student who has just seen a math problem. If the light doesn't do the trick, usually a magnifying makeup mirror will. Aim it at a blemish. If neither of those work, then say your prayers, because that means you're dealing with the most dangerous kind of drag queen, the Wonder Woman box jellyfish. Curl yourself up in the pincushion position and try to transmorph your body into soft jelly to absorb the impact from the 12-inch heels.
When a bag snatcher attacks.
Remember trick-or-treating? How wonderful and miraculous it seemed when you were a kid to get all that candy? What? You never stopped? Well, you're not alone. Baby boomers and Generation Xers have been trick-or-treating well into their 50s for years now, and reaping wondrous booty of candy and food stamps. Unfortunately, where there are trick-or-treaters, there are also
bag snatchers.
And these monsters are tougher and craftier than ever. They also tend to be disease-ridden PCP addicts who will sell all the copper wire in their house for their next hit of Pixie Sticks or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Keep an eye out for them and evacuate the premises if you spot one. If you fall prey to one, give up your bag immediately. Then, when they're a safe distance from you, release the taffy netting ball that you put in the bag beforehand. It will cover them in taffy-licious goo, which will also temporarily stun them with its piquant fruit aroma. While they're stunned, a period of about a half an hour, go and snatch back your bag and douse them with banana oil. It's well documented that bag snatchers turn into docile kittens when they come in contact with banana oil. Then, drop them off at any Chinese restaurant where they'll be well taken care of, as care for stray pets has long been a value of the Chinese restaurant peoples.
When a vampire attacks.
While your goth friend Ironica may say that she wishes she could be co-opted into undead eternity as a vampire, if she actually came in contact with one, she would probably release her taffy net onto it by accident and run away. Thankfully, vampires today present very little threat compared to just 10 years ago. We can thank Florida State University's exclusive vampire slaying program for this. Thanks, Knowles, Vampire Slayers, and Ed Shep. Is there anything you can't do except math and science? But just because there is less risk of vampire attack today doesn't mean that you can let down your guard and yodel and lollygag throughout the streets like Pippi Longstocking. Vampires have become craftier with the threat of extinction bearing down on them. Spotting a vampire is your first line of defense. If someone comes up to you and is dressed in a cape with a monocle and very long teeth, that person is definitely not a vampire. Vampires tend to work in fashion and therefore avoid such cliches. If, however, someone comes up to you and is wearing an enormous tutu and several types of wax fruit and tons of glitter, that person is definitely not a vampire. Contrary to popular belief, vampires can tolerate garlic. What they cannot tolerate is glitter. So if someone comes up to you and has on no glitter, and is dressed fashionably but not in costume, and has an old-sounding voice but a tight, plastic surgery-looking face, and especially if he or she turns into a bat, that person is almost certainly a vampire or Janice Dickinson. Throw glitter on it and run into the night.
When a pumpkin ghost attacks.
Pumpkin ghosts are some of the most unusual types of Halloween monsters. While for centuries they were believed to be ghosts, they are actually super intelligent levitating jellyfish. They tend to appear on Halloween and St. Patrick's Day because the widespread drunkenness of the populace on those days lends them safety. Should you be attacked by one, stay calm. You must realize, as soon as possible, that the pumpkin ghost usually means you no harm. It's merely visiting you and wants to impart a valuable lesson in philosophy to you. Most people interpret its appearance as an attack, however, and run. Know that a pumpkin ghost means you no physical harm, but remember, philosophy is dead boring. And the last time you want to hear about it is on Halloween night. Grab a handful of candy corn from your bag and show that jellyfish where it can put its philosophy.
When daylight attacks.
For some, this is the worst Halloween monster of all. It's so powerful it can turn other monsters, vampires and drag queens for instance, into dust. So imagine what it can do to you. Unfortunately, the only way to come out of a daylight attack alive is to avoid it altogether. Incorporate several alarms in your costume, which can tell you when you have about 30 minutes until sunrise. Then you can flee your Halloween festivities before the harsh light of day reveals how disgusting and hideously ugly you really are. Set your alarms for different times and volumes so that they catch your attention. A good idea is to rent a pet skunk from the local university and wire it to one of the alarms so that it releases a stench before the sun comes up. Remember, though, make sure that you are sober enough to heed the warnings of your alarms and leave. Don't be one of the few people left at the club or Halloween party after sunrise, when the DJ starts to play Celine Dion's greatest Madonna covers to get everyone to leave. That's a Halloween horror sound you don't ever want to hear.
An hour left at midnight. My last hour alive. And I have to put this all down. 1 hour left to tell the story of how I found Count Dracula. Why did it have to be me? Something dragged me down there.
And some night you will be sleeping peacefully, and you will think you are safe. And on that night, a wolf will howl, and I will come for you. I will come to your bed. I will lean over and gently bite your neck. And then, my friend, you too will be a vampire. Beware. When the wolf howls, Count Dracula will come for you.
Farewell!
There. Done. But what is done? He's coming for me. I know it. But at least I've written it all down. I can leave a warning to the world. Midnight? So soon? The wolf. The wolf.
I have come for you.
And now, Ed's Health Magazine's top costumes for 2006. Having trouble deciding on a costume for the big day this year?
Quit worrying.
Ed's Health Magazine has got your back. We've come up with a list of 10 costumes, the 5 best and the 5 worst, for you to try this Halloween. Choose well, and you could end up being coronated King of Halloween. Let's start with the best costumes ever. 1. The cast of House. Anyone with half a brain can tell you that Gregory House MD, that adorable Vicodin-addled old codger, is going to be a huge Halloween costume this year. After all, who wouldn't want to be a brilliant doctor who's always right and insults everyone and gets to pop a Vicodin every 5 minutes? And that's the problem. How can you stand out enough to catch the eye if everyone else is wearing the same costume? Here's how. Don't just be House. Be House, Wilson, Foreman, Chase, Cameron, Cuddy, and Wildenauer. Incorporate a piece of each character into your costume and switch your personality among them several times over the course of the night. No one will be able to figure you out when one moment you're insulting them as House, and next comforting them in an Australian accent, and the next condemning them to hell as an uptight young woman. 2. Janice Dickinson. This is a tough costume to pull off, and not only because you have to be simultaneously obnoxious, incomprehensible, and oddly compelling. This costume requires elaborate architecture, and if you're not skilled with your hands, you could come out looking like a pumpkin ghost if you attempt it. The first part of the costume is easy. Simply dress up as Steven Tyler in a tight dress, wearing all the makeup that you can attach to your skin. The second part is where it gets difficult. You have to create a blur around yourself, as if viewed through a lens covered in Vaseline. To do this, you need to prepare a scaffolding out of clear plastic mesh to surround you, and fill the mesh with refractive lenses. The person looking at you should have no idea what you really look like. You should have the appearance of aggressive photoshopping. This can be difficult to pull off, so don't attempt it if you aren't familiar with the properties of light. Bribe an optometrist to create it for you. It shouldn't take more than $400, and it would be worth every penny. 3. An allergy. Being an allergy can be fun and rewarding, and it's easy too. Simply dress up as any allergen. You could be pollen, grass, or even an abstract molecule. It's all up to you. And then layer 27 different perfumes on your person. Be sure to punch yourself on the nose until it swells shut, so that you don't actually react to the fragrance yourself. Imagine the thrill of walking into a huge room and causing everyone to sneeze and cough simultaneously. You'll be the hit of Halloween, and at a bargain rate. 4. Roxette. Year after year, this one is a classic. Who can resist the Swedish supergroup on Halloween or any other night? Dress up as Roxette and everyone will appreciate your taste and refinement. But be prepared, you may be swamped by adoring fans. Be sure you have an excuse for why you can't sing for them, lest
they tear you to pieces.
5. Osama bin Porkchop. Okay, this is one that we at Ed's Health Magazine have pushed before. But for some reason, people won't wear this costume, and we cannot understand why. It has topical value and food appeal. What's not to like? Simply dress up as Osama bin Laden in the head and use a pork chop for your body. For extra pizzazz, apply some barbecue sauce to your body.
Slather it on!
Who can resist barbecue sauce except Ed Shep? You can't go wrong with this costume, so try it today.
Try it!
And here are the 5 costumes that you should say no to this Halloween. 1. The Brangelina Baby. The Brangelina Baby is holy and must never be depicted in art or wax or Halloween costume form. The Brangelina Baby will reveal to us the secret of existence when the Brangelina Baby can talk. Respect the Brangelina Baby. Love the Brangelina Baby. We love you, the Brangelina Baby. 2. A DEA agent. Nothing scares the fashionistas, movie starlets, transvestite prostitutes, and posing hipsters away like 3 letters. So unless you want to clear out the club or party you're going to, avoid this costume, as people have been known to run out of parties like gazelles at a lion's wedding at even the mention of those 3 letters.
D-E-A.
On the other hand, if someone's getting a little too loud at a party in your building, walking around in this costume is sure to quiet that soiree. 3. A Lady of the Night. Didn't we all do this one in middle school? Why, in 7th grade, I spent the whole year dressed as Belle de Jour, Moulin Rouge, and Avenging Angel. But then that was Florida, and everyone dressed like that. In short, this costume is
worn out.
Much like the thrown-together-at-the-last-minute serial killer costume, which incorporates a plastic bag, a fake weapon, and cereal boxes. Seriously, don't do that costume either. But the Lady of the Night costume isn't just hackneyed. It's dangerous. If you find yourself near Horatio Street in the village and a real,
air quotes,
lady catches you, you may be knocked. Leave this costume to the professionals. 4. Jerry Blank. Another costume fraught with risk. The problem with this costume is that you never, ever know where Amy Sedaris, the actress who played Miss Blank, will show up. She could turn up just as easily at a Hollywood shindig, a Mississippi honky-tonk, or a cockfight in Spanish Harlem. Or all 3. And she'd be kicking tail at every one of them. And it's well known that Amy Sedaris is never off. If she spots you as Jerry Blank, retreat as quickly as possible, because she will rip you to shreds with her wacky comedy. 5. Anything that ends in bitch. You know what I mean.
I'm Rick James, bitch. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. I'm Austin Scarlet, bitch.
Do I really need to tell you why? Are you really going to make me say it? how old that got? Even reality TV contestants shy away from it. Please, for all that is good and lovely and pumpkin and scrumptious, avoid this costume. Jesus thanks you.
Listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org.